Blog Talk Radio.
This is Louis Martinet, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio
this
Morning
Show. This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all ready to be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carefree Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I do my hair, Tom, check my name. Baby, how you feeling? Check my neck, baby, how you feeling?
Left you down, same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices,
Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it, and we can deliver it to you because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealingGo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's HealingGo.com, H-E-A-L. N-G-O.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Ragland is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today I have with us a very special guest. Now, she comes from the world of hair extensions. She's a hair entrepreneur, and it is my honor to bring to the show for the very first time, Linda C. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is my pleasure, absolutely. Listen, we're going to jump right on in, Linda C. When we say hairpreneur, we are really talking about the entrepreneurs who are in the hair and beauty industry. And as part of this brand new limited hair radio series called The Ground Up, it's quite remarkable because this is one of the first that I've ever heard of, a regular broadcast all about hair and entrepreneurship. So, again, welcome to the broadcast, Linda C. from New Jersey.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so jumping on in. Now, let's talk about your business first. Tell everybody about your hair extension business.
Well, my hair extension business, I could literally say started in the basement of my home. And
wow.
I think a lot of people can relate because, you know, with the overhead and everything. So I started home only because it was more personal to me. And to be honest with you, it was a friend who introduced me into the hair extension business. I actually been wearing hair extensions all my life. From the age of 13.
I want to make sure I heard that correctly, Linda C. Did you say that you've been wearing hair extensions from the... I thought Brandy set a record, but no, move on over, Miss Brandy, from, you know, when she was in the Moesha stage, just for you young folks up here.
Yes, I remember Brandy.
Yeah, so you've been wearing hair extensions since the age of 13?
Yes, I grew up in East Orange, so I used to go
East
to
Orange,
the
New
hair,
Jersey, that is.
East
yes.
Orange, New Jersey,
oh,
yes, right by Brick Church.
Okay.
And I don't know who's familiar with that, but it's a very popular area.
Well, I'm familiar. I graduated from Scott High School.
Right?
I'm raising my hand.
if
you heard of Whitney Houston and Dionne Warwick and all that, that's East
exactly. I think Naughty by Nature was on Halsted, and I was on South Clinton. So that's where I grew up. So I used to walk to the hair extension place with one of my girlfriends, and she used to do hair. And it was just kind of like something that she used to try the hair extensions on me because she wanted to be, you know, a cosmetologist. So I was kind of like her guinea pig. So she would braid my hair. Sometimes she would do sew-ins, and sometimes, and back then, remember, the big thing was gluing your hair.
Yeah.
So we were very big on gluing hair, and my papa always used to say, your hair's going to fall out. I said, well, at least if my hair falls out, I have my extensions. Nobody will know that's not my hair. So she used to hot comb it, press it down, and, you know, glue the extensions on there. And this is how I started, you know, loving the hair. And every time there was something new that came out, I have to have it. And whether I would beg my mom to say, okay, mom, you know, she said, well, you need to save your birthday money in order to buy those extensions. And back then, the extensions were like $10, $20.
Right.
And this is before I was putting in quotations, human hair was a big thing. It was more so synthetic. And if it was human hair, you know it wasn't, you know, human hair because, you know, of the texture. But to us,
right,
that was human hair. And so I used to just wear it all the time, and I felt so beautiful. And back then, I didn't get a perm, to be honest with you, till I was probably 15. So by me hiding under that weave, and I felt like a different person, and I absolutely love it. It brought a whole other side of me, and it was the confidence. And you know, growing up with being 13, 14, it's a lot of pressure. So having that, your mom didn't let you perm your hair, everybody in your class perm your hair. So I kind of felt like I was now, you know, accepted, you know. And
wow.
But, I mean, as a young girl, you don't realize how beautiful you are just because – you know, whether you have hair extensions or not. So, I mean, I grew to love it. I grew to, I feel naked without it at times. And
wow.
I kind of, you know, at times I would say, you know what, one day I'm going to have my own business where I could show women how to properly take care of their hair and how, yes, you don't always have to have your natural hair. You can do a protective hairstyle with hair extensions, and it doesn't have to break your pockets. Or because I know I used to spend a fortune on my hair, and I used to live when I get that birthday money, or, you know, in our Caribbean household, we didn't get allowance. We got money. When we got money, it was just for special occasions. And my special occasion was to save that money to buy my hair extension. And
wow.
That's what I look forward to. So, I mean, you know, I like, even for my prom, I have pictures. I was actually looking at them the other day. I had a little short bob. And my mom said, was that your hair? I said, no, that were hair extensions. And I said, do you remember so-and-so sewed that to my hair? She says, oh, my gosh, you've been wearing it for so long. But you know what? It's part of my life. And I love it. I embrace it, you know, every day. And I want to put it out there for other women to see, you know, that you can build a business. And I had this dream since I was a young child, you know. And
wow.
I didn't know that I wanted to specifically, you know, do that, but it was something to say that I wish I had a store like this when I would go. And you know, a lot of times they were Korean owners, so you would
right.
go in, and I would say, you know what, I would do this differently. So I wanted, so that became my vision, and I would have a little sticky pads and notebooks that I would say, okay, so this is what I want to do, because if I can invest my time and my money into this hair extension business, and you know what, I could leave a legacy. So this is why I started. You know, and it's with fear and laziness too, Carrie, because I am my biggest enemy, you know.
Why?
Even when I was going to talk to you, I said, well, maybe he'll forget.
No,
and
such luck. We are. We
forget
are,
the conversation.
No, not
so,
at all.
And
well, Linda,
so
I,
it's I, just the fear, yeah.
Yes, well, we're going to have you not even think about that today. I'm loving your story. I'm loving this whole thing about the hair extensions, and not just knowing that you have started a new business that promotes, you know, hair extensions and being positive and really setting that out there in the world and as a great example. But I'm just blown away that you started so early on. And the passion kind of was there, and the seed was planted. This is was going to be your life. So, Linda,
yeah.
I want to turn to this. Now, we know this that you are definitely passionate about the hair extension business. That is clear. So, again, I told folks that you're from New Jersey, but maybe you could tell folks a little. Oh, you said East Orange, so that's where you kind
yes.
of started. But is that where you base these days?
No, I'm out of West Orange. I moved to West Orange, I would say about Well, my parents lived here before I did, but I think when my daughter was going to seventh grade, we moved over here to West Orange.
And
but,
West Orange is
I've been
a little bit closer to New York.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are over there. It's not far from Montclair and all of that.
No, not at all. We walked there. Not at all.
Awesome. So now I want to know, so we kind of know a little bit about the inspiration. You kind of, we know about the passion, I should say, but I'm not quite sure about the inspiration. Did you have someone who particularly inspired you?
So I used to look at pictures of Naomi Campbell all the time because back then, growing up, she was like the it model. And I knew a lot of it was her hair. And also, believe it or not, I don't know if you remember Kenya Moore on Miss USA.
Of course. I saw
her, and I said, you know what? She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. And I had all these other women that, you know, were in the industry. And I said, I know it's not that I'm saying it's not their hair or whatever, especially Naomi Campbell. I said, she's gorgeous. Look at that beautiful hair. So I had a lot of inspiration. And plus, I have my girlfriend who I've known for so many years, and she's also in the hair industry, but she's more so on the styling of the hair and promoting, you know, skincare. And then she said, you know what, you love this so much, and you always come here to do your hair, and you want it a certain way every time. You know, why don't you think about, you know, doing something with it? I said, you know what, the market is so saturated, and I don't think I can survive or even put my foot through that door. And she said, well, you know, if you're not inspired to do it because you've been so passionate for, just go out and just take a chance. The worst that can happen is you don't make it the first time, but the second time around, you'll definitely push it because now you're learning what you did wrong, and then you can move forward. So, I mean, with
very wise advice, because
yes,
that is exactly correct.
It is. And, you know, I had so many. And then plus, you know, you look at the posters and you're saying that, you know, you want to look like these women. Look at their hair. They're so beautiful. And it may not at times be a positive influence, because a lot of times when we look at someone's hair, we also look at their features, and we think that when we do our hair, we're going to look like that.
Linda, see, that's also the idea when marketing folks at these big hair companies and these beauty companies, when you look in the magazine, they find, like, the most beautiful person that they could find to model their products, of course, which is, it's good business sense. For you entrepreneurs, for you hairpreneurs, of course, you want to make sure that your product is being presented the best it can be. And a big part of that process is finding the models who are going to wear those hair extensions and wear them well. And so, yes, to your point, you know, for all of us, we do kind of envision ourselves. We're not just looking at the beautiful hair, you know, and your beautiful extensions, but we're imagining, oh, I guess I'm going to look just like that picture when when we get these hair extensions in. But that's the whole idea, right?
Yes, and also it's to also inspire other women. And then you look at these women who go through cancer, and they go through chemo, and they lose all their hair, and they say that. And I've watched one of my friends go through, and she's passed away since she had lupus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was going through the treatment, and she had to shave her hair, and she was a nurse. And she said, Linda, I didn't think how important my hair was until I had to take a razor and shave my own hair off. And she said, I felt like I lost everything. And I said, you know, hair is not everything, but it is a staple. You know, it represents our beauty, especially in the black and brown community, you know.
That's right.
And when we're put out there, we don't look like that, you know. And so to us, we imagine ourselves to look very different. And then we think that this hair is just the glamour. It's us. It's what makes us. It's us that makes the hair, you know.
That's right.
And and so when she cut her hair off, someone, one of the nurses in the hospital, made her this beautiful wig to wear. So every time she got her chemo, she put her makeup on, she put a wig on, and they would look, she gave her a mirror. She said, look at you. You are the same person that walked out this door and come to work every day with that beautiful hair. So I just felt like that stayed with me because, you know, I loved her so much, and she, you know, eventually stopped fighting because she said she couldn't do it anymore. But I just felt that moment when I had to sit there and watch her shave her hair off and the emotion that it took for her to do that, because it's like everyone said, so what? It's just hair. It'll grow back. But it's part of you. You know,
well, it's
whether
part of our identity.
Yes, exactly. That is the word that I was looking for.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's just so many. I've been inspired by so many people, and you know, and it's like I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and so for us it was so much of getting our, you know, that big hairstyle, and then the 90s came with the braids, and then shortly we started incorporating the sew-ins and all that. So I went through that generation.
And
you
Jersey
know.
Was known as the big
oh,
hair
my
capital
goodness.
Of the country.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, I had it. I mean, I have the pictures and stuff, and I look at myself. I said, what was I thinking? You know? But at that time, you know, that was it. And
that
so, you know, I just want to pay that forward, you know, and to have that type of business where I'm not just selling hair extension. I want you to feel like this is your beauty, you know, whether you choose to be, and I'm not knocking anyone that has natural hair, because I have natural hair, you know, and I say to myself, when I take my extensions off, yes, I feel a weight lift. It has been lifted off my shoulders.
Literally.
And then I get my hair blown out. I'm like, I miss my hair. So I go next week to the hair salon. Like, can you just sew it back in? And she said to me, I know you were going to come back. You weren't going to keep it out that long. So it's just that it becomes part of us, you know.
Well, I'm loving this. Folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, this is a very special episode, I have to say, and a very special interviewee. It's my honor to really have her on the broadcast. This is the very first time ever. Her name is Linda C., and we call you a hairpreneur, Linda. You have a wonderful hair extensions business that you have launched out of New Jersey, and this is really for everyone. And I love how you're connecting, literally connecting the hair with what it takes to get started and your advice today and all that wonderful good stuff when you are getting your business going literally from the ground up. So,
yes.
Linda, welcome again to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Linda, see everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is great
so
to
excited.
Have you with us. Yes, well, listen, speaking of which, I want to talk a little bit about taking the first steps as a hairpreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, what, you know, and what I loved a moment ago, you talked about being kind of pushed on your friends, you know, just go ahead and do it. What's the worst case that could possibly happen? And I love that because that is so important. But what's one of the first steps? And I'll tell you as well, I believe one of the first steps, of course, you need my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business.
Yes.
That's the first step. That's number one. And we're celebrating our 10th anniversary of the book. We'll talk a little bit about that. But also, one of the big things that you want to do, and I always tell folks to do this as well, take about, I say about between four and ten websites of the type of business that you kind of envision yourself, you know, to be, or that you see yourself eventually being or becoming, if you will. And that is, you know, you're not copying. We don't want to say copying because you're not copying. We're using this as we were talking a little bit about motivation and inspiration and all that good stuff. Let this kind of, you know, inspire you and kind of put you on the path to kind of knowing how you want the, you know, your business to kind of be, you know, put out there for the general public. So does that make sense, Linda, in terms of...
Yes, like, it does, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's important. Social media, the internet. So these are some things that should play a part in, you know, and how to move forward. What are some of the other first things? What's one of the biggest things that you have done or you're looking forward to tackling as part of your hair extensions business?
Well, definitely getting my website up, because that has
yes.
been something that is in the back burner But literally, because it's, I find my most difficult task that I find is that finding, you know, getting true and live women for pictures, meaning that I just don't want to just take any picture of a model. I really want you to have that experience that that girl next door that you can connect with, not just, you know, this girl that you've seen on every single magazine or every single hair website, or if you go looking for, you know, those, what is it, I forgot the name of the website where you go and grab the pictures. I want natural, like real women. And not to say they're not real women, but the girl next door that you would sell your hair extension to. So at times it is difficult. That's one of my challenges, that trying to build a website that is genuine, you know.
Well,
that,
you know
that,
what? One of the biggest things, just to jump right on in on there, because this is one of the big items that I have always talked with folks who are just kind of, you know, starting their business. And that is that when it comes to, like, a type of business that you have in which you're doing a hair extensions business, it's my suggestion is this, and this is also for the folks who have just opened up salons and barbershops even, but and to you, it sounds like you're interested in organic, organic pictures.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And that's the thing. And with that in mind, what I would suggest is to create and organize a photo shoot. So you want to begin to coordinate, and in Linda's case, she is already represented by the amazing Hair Radio. So
yes,
we have to just, in full disclosure, we'll put that on out there. So she doesn't have to worry about all this. It'll be kind of pulled together. But for you guys out there, what you know, in terms of advice, and this is also in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and that's kind of pulling together an organic photo shoot. That means getting everybody from the photographer to the hairstylist, other stylists, if you're not a hairstylist, or getting a hairstylist. It's also having your makeup artist, if you're not one in the same or two in the same or what have you, you know, making sure that you have the best photographer in town. And someone who is not a photographer who's just used to taking pictures of still life, if you will, but someone who is understanding of being a hair photographer, who knows how to arrange the lighting and all of that. And those are the pictures that you want to kind of start with, to have organic pictures for your walls, for your website, for your digital media, for your social media, all of that wonderful good stuff. So I think that that's something to bear in mind. And I agree. I think you don't want to just find cookie cutter images of folks that that you had and your products had nothing to do with. You know, that wouldn't translate necessarily the way you want it to be channeled. And we want to see your hair, your actual extensions out there on those beautiful pictures. Yes, because that'll be uniquely you, Linda.
Yes,
I think
definitely.
That'll do the trick. Well, listen, I am just thrilled to have you with us, Linda. See, now I've got
I am very excited.
Is this not fun?
It is very fun. This is my first time ever speaking on the radio.
Really?
And also, yes. And Carrie, you're fabulous. You're such a ball of energy, and I have all the positivity. And
thank you.
You know, and I feel I'm very blessed.
Well, I think you were the one who said I was the Oprah of radio.
Yes, you are. I had many hesitations to call you, because I said, this man does not know me from a can of paint, and he's going to say, who is this woman contacting me?
No,
and
I'm
it was
just,
fear. Remember, I called you last pandemic, a
well,
year from.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
Let me say this, Linda C.
Yes.
We are just thrilled. Not only have you come on board, but one of the biggest things that I want to say, that I think you're helping so many folks out there who are listening to this very broadcast, to this interview right now. And so just remember that. Not only have you been inspired, but you're actually inspiring others. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, I've got to say, one of the things that I'm also happy to tell folks about is that you're coming to the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop,
yes,
which is
our
live hair event. So that is going to be just awesome. That's coming up in August. That's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So let me just tell everybody as a great reminder, it's August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And these days, I've got to tell everybody the year. We've kind of skipped a year or two out here. It's happening, yes, this year, 2021. So let me repeat that. 2021. Okay, it's the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop. It's a part of our Hair Nation Expo live events. So our website, which has all the details, includes all the information. We're going to tell you everything you need to know. By simply going to www.hairnationexpo.biz, that's B-I-Z, so not .com, it's .biz. So go to www.hairnationexpo.biz, and it'll be complete details for the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour. That's coming up, again, August, it's a Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's out at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's one of the very first ever hair and beauty shows ever in the that's actually on the boardwalk in the history of Atlantic City. Now, for us, we're real excited, and I'll tell you why. We have not just folks who are doing presentations on the inside, but we also have outside, exterior presentations that are happening at that event. So, and for those of you who wish to still take part but not leave home, well, join us virtually. So we've got you covered, indoor, outdoor, or virtually. And tickets are already on sale. Early bird tickets are available at Eventbrite.com. You can go to Eventbrite.com. So needed to get all that in, Linda.
Yes.
This morning we had to tell everybody all that wonderful
and
stuff.
And I will be there.
Yes.
I'm
so excited.
Well,
me too, because that's the whole thing. And again, if you guys are just kind of tuning on in, you're speaking with Linda C. Now, she is running her own brand new hair extensions business, and she's talking to us out of West Orange, New Jersey, which is not all that far. It's in the northern part of New Jersey, which is not all that far from New York City. And I'm just happy. We're saying that she's going to be an actual vendor at the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it feel to be taking your business live to the people, so to speak?
It's unreal. It's unbelievable because, Carrie, I know I've had this conversation with you and with other people that how do you get off the ground? It's one-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you cannot miss. Because who's going to invite you? Because in this day and age of 2021 with all this craziness, this pandemic happening, I was looking online on Google to try to find pop-up shows, and nothing was there. And if saw someone that had a pop-up show, it was already too late because they're debuting the pop-up show, and you're watching it either on Facebook or Instagram. So it's done. So I'm really excited that this is happening, and it's a lifetime opportunity. And I think everyone who has a business of health, of hair care should it's the Road to Healthy Hair, should definitely take advantage of it, because you never know who's going to be there. And it's
great
exposure for your business, and I'm super excited. Deep down inside, I'm mortified.
No, you're going to be just fine. You are going to be just fine.
So, I'm just busting at the seams because I am. It's like every day I wake up, it's exciting. Even when I drive to my job and I sit in the parking lot, which I did often, and say, do I really need to go in there? Because I love helping people, and I'm in the finance industry, but it's not my passion. It warms my heart when I see I'm able to assist them into whatever they need. But
well, the good news is it sounds like that, and this is an important part for hairpreneurs to know. And this is that they, you know, because a lot of folks, I'm very fortunate. I'm able to work and be part of this amazing hair and beauty industry and have been self-employed for many years. And for folks who are looking to make that transition, but first, you've got to make sure that you have everything set in place and working every day at a responsible position, which is going to may not be the end-all for you. And and for many folks, that's not usually the end-all, but it is a great resource and something also that will help you with the resources to make your dreams come true.
Of course,
so
you have to
I'm
work at
that.
It every day.
Yes. And I'm grateful as well. I came out of the financial industry briefly for a period of time before I relaunched Hair Radio, and I'm just so grateful because, as I was saying the last time we chatted, this is the system that I still use to this day. So, and you can learn so much from, you know, before you take a leap for yourself. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. Be very proud and be grateful that you have that, especially, like you just said, during this crazy pandemic time.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Well, folks, again, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we're speaking with Linda C. Now, she's an, we're going to call her a hairpreneur out of the state of New Jersey. She has an amazing new hair extensions business, and we are so excited to have her as part of this amazing new series. It's a limited series that is kind of like a show within the show on the Hair Radio Morning Show, in which we are looking at all the different things that it takes to get a business off the ground. That's kind of like a, it, you know, if you look at it and you know, it can sometimes be overwhelming, right, Linda? But there's times and steps. But the one thing I love about your story, Linda C., you have a great support system. So we're going to shout them out this morning. You have a great support system that really enables and kind of helps you with what's going on and holding down the fort with all that you're doing. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm a mother of three, and
what?
I have a husband.
Okay. Oh,
my oldest is 18. She's going off to college. I call her the mother of the family because when I'm not here, believe it or not, she runs the household.
Wow.
And forget about dad. She runs the household. I can close my eyes, and I could give her exactly what she needs to do. And I know she gets. I know I put a lot on her, but I say to her, I'm prepping you for something that I was not given growing up as a
child. Well, we're going to give her an official Hair Radio shout-out this morning.
Yes. And even before I came on with you today, she said, Mom, you want to review on some talking points? And, you know, just so you know, Mr. Hines kind of, I said, no, baby, I don't want to get overwhelmed. I think what I have in my head right now is okay. Just a great support system, and my husband is like my cheerleader, and you know, and I mean, he wasn't always my cheerleader because he was upset that, oh my gosh, you're spending how much on this hair? And he didn't realize. I said, listen, this is what I need to get my hair done. And yes, it costs money. And
but
I said, you know,
but
this
is how you make money.
Exactly. And he said,
but he's your biggest cheerleader these days.
He is. And sometimes I sit there and I complain about work, or I'll say, oh my gosh, we have to do something. I need to find a way to get out this job, or this is not my calling. He said, well, your calling is in front of you, so why aren't you doing something about it? You know,
I can't say anymore. It's like you have tiny little Carrie Hines Hair Radio people with you all the time there in New Jersey. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, so they've been my support system, my, you know, my extended family, my cousin, and she's also, and my girlfriend, the one that, you know, is always pushing me and telling me, you know, hey, I started my own skincare line. Like, it wasn't easy, but, you know, you can do this. You have a passion. I truly, truly have a passion. And it's not just selling hair extension. It's having something of your own and spreading it out to other people. And, you know, and I say to my husband, I would say, this is what I want. I don't only want a boutique or whatever. I want, when you come in, it's like you're coming to see a doctor, okay? Mm-hmm. And you tell me what your dilemma is, and I will do my best to try to solve it. And so that's how I look at it, because I go to these different places, and they're gorgeous, they're beautiful, but the love is not there, you know? And it's to me, it's like, it's very generic. You go in, this is what I want because I researched it. Okay, here you go. Have a nice day. So I want to not only provide a product to someone, but I want to extend that customer service level where, you know, like, I generally do care selling you this product, and not only because I want to gain your, you know, you as a customer, but I want you to be happy, you know. So and so that's why it's passionate to me, because, you know, I have all this help, but sometimes it's hard to kind of be your own cheerleader, because it's hard working on that dream, because you get so frustrated. It's like, I could see it at the door, but I don't know if you don't remember this commercial that, or this movie, that when you sit up at the bed and you have a nightmare and the door is right there for you to reach it, but the door is right there, but by the time you run, it's so far away. I don't know if that makes sense to you, Carrie, what I'm saying.
Well, you know what flashed through my mind as you were just saying that. Now, for you guys out there, what really hit my head was The Exorcist. With
yes.
The spinning head. I'm sorry, folks,
yes,
out there. That is just awful.
Yes, it's, you sit up, and it's like, and sometimes it can be. And so
just remind me to give you, to share with you guys my actual story. I've met her literally live and in person. I'll share that with you a little later at some point. But, you know, Linda C., I have to say, I'm just, this is amazing to have you on the show and to be doing this wonderful entrepreneurial series.
I'm honored to be here.
Really? Well, this is where we start to talk about some of the things that folks have tuned in to hear, and that's how to get rich in the hair business, some of the items that that I wanted to bring everybody's attention to. And it's really the last, you know, as I said, we're closing in on 10 years of my book, which is out there. Again, let me just make sure it's clear. It's called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's Learn the Secrets to Make Money in the Hair Business. And this is really out there on Amazon. It's out there through us. You can get autographed copies if you like. One of the things that I really have talked about is, you know, besides social media and all that other wonderful good stuff, and how to effectively get rich and generate income. But one of my favorite things, well, hold on, I'm on like page, like I think it's like page 50. I'm going to kind of go through here. I'm actually looking in the book. Now, this is something, and I'll tell you why, Linda C., it's because remember a little while ago we talked about how to get started, and we, you know, it's really important that folks understand the difference between advertising, marketing, and publicity. And I really wanted to make that clear. Now, of course, I go into great detail in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, but just for you guys listening out there today, advertising and public relations, I should say, like publicity. So what's the difference mainly between advertising and publicity? And that difference is very important. Advertising is when you are putting your message out to the masses, but the masses recognize that it's advertising. We know when we hear a radio commercial that's talking about hair extensions, we know that that is a commercial and that is an advertisement. Publicity, on the other hand, is when you are looking through a magazine and you might see a story that's written about entrepreneurship and starting a hair extensions business. That is publicity. publicity is free. Advertising costs money to the merchant to put their message out. So, you know, there are all kinds of different things. As far as marketing goes, marketing really encompasses all of that, to be honest. It's a part advertising. It's part publicity and sales. All those things fall under the umbrella of marketing. So just a little quick snippet. A whole lot more is in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, available on Amazon or with us directly here. So does that make any sense, Linda?
Oh, definitely. It makes perfect sense. And it's something that, you know, because you're going in with virtually with your eyes wide shut, and so it's like you don't know what to expect. It's like you're learning, but when you have that, you know, someone literally is holding your hand, which that's what you're doing for me and your book. It's a different experience, because I always say that you don't have to go through certain things to understand or to kind of know. And if it's well explained to you and you apply yourself and you have good guidance, you can definitely make it. And I always saw the vision, but I didn't know where to start. And it was so much, because everybody said, online, Instagram. And I said, you know what? I may be on Instagram, but I don't interact with Instagram. And it was a fear of the masses, I would say, of how people will welcome you, you know?
Well, I do want to say that social media, and the important takeaway from that is IG, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, whichever way that you're out there, all of the social media, they're great. They are absolutely great. Mm-hmm. They are free. Mm-hmm. And again, free, I'm doing air quotes because, you know, basically they want something from you, but that's another story. But they do allow us the opportunity to, you know, get a portion of our message out there. And again, I say a portion of our message, whether it be through pictures or videos and things like that, they do allow us to do that. However, the only place to get your entire message across to folks through the Internet is with your website. So that is critical. Yeah. Social media is important, but it's just one component. It's just one portion of what you need to know and do. Do not think that, because I've come across a lot of merchants and folks out there in the hair business and others who think that, oh, I'll just put my message on Facebook. Oh, that's all we need. It's free. Well, let me tell you, not a great idea. Not a great idea. It's a great start. And again, it's not the end all. It's a great start and a great supplement and complement to what you're trying to do, but it can never stand entirely alone. And that's an important part, and I talk about it again in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, and I'm so happy about that. Again, it's out there. So thanks so much, Linda C., with your own hair extensions business with us.
Thank you.
And this very first part of this amazing new series, From the Ground Up, which I'm so happy to have you with us as a hair entrepreneur. We're calling a hairpreneur.
Yes, hairpreneur.
Hairpreneur. Linda, before we close out this particular episode, is there anything that you would like to leave us with today?
Yes.
Any thoughts, anything before we close out?
I just wanted to thank everyone for tuning in with Carrie and myself, Linda C., and
thank you.
This is my first show with him, and I'm very excited.
Awesome.
I'm very excited to be, hopefully I'll be a regular guest on Hairpreneur, giving some of ideas and some of my ups and downs, and trying to help, you know, the men and women out there that wants to go into this hair industry and they don't know where to start, or I can share my woes and, you know, with you guys and also my ups. So
exactly.
With Carrie's guidance, we could definitely push this through. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, again, it's been my pleasure. We have been talking and chatting with the amazing, we're calling you the amazing Linda C. and your wonderful, wonderful hair extensions business. And this is just the beginning. And tune in on a regular basis right here to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show for the very next episode of Hairpreneur.
Hairpreneur.
And we are just, yes, we're loving it. All right. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us, everybody. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now today we have a very special guest with us. She's from the world of music. It's Miss Dionne Warwick. Dionne, welcome to the Hair Radio Show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, I want to just jump right on in. You have a marvelous new CD that's out.
Yep,
Feel So Good.
Sure,
what can you tell us about it?
Oh, well, I think the title speaks for itself. It really is one of those CDs that, while you're listening to it, it makes you feel good.
Yes. Now, you are working. Yeah, absolutely. And I've listened to it. So you've got some heavy hitters on here along with you. Speaking of which, what can you tell us? Because you've worked, I mean, you're talking about some of the biggest stars out there today. Everybody from Neo and Ziggy Marley and Cyndi Lauper. And what can you tell us about this process, getting these artists, choosing these artists? So there's some stories I understand.
Yeah, well, actually, I had nothing to do with it. I was
other than providing that beautiful voice of yours.
One of the artists, that's all I was. My son, Damon Elliott, came to me with this project, and he felt that it was one that it would be a lot of fun to do and give me exposure to who I call the babies. And have an opportunity mm-hmm. to work with them. And so he really put everything together. He, when I made the calls to the artists that are represented on the CD, and each of the artists were asked what would be their favorite song of mine that they'd like to sing with me on a duet.
Uh-huh.
And so they chose their own songs and put their own spin on it, and the only requirement that I made personally was that the integrity of each song would remain. And they came with their A game, and so we got a Feel So Good CD.
You've got a Feel So Great CD. Yes, we love it. We absolutely love it. Now,
Perfect.
I want to ask you, because I read somewhere that, you know, that you might have been surprised that they were like, if they were as familiar with some of the songs, because they got to choose, as you just said. But, I mean, unless you've been living under a rock,
how on God's earth do you not have a favorite Dionne Warwick song? So everybody is familiar with Jimmy. Absolutely. And I just want to make that clear. When we told the fans of the Hair Radio show that you were coming on our show, the feedback over the social media just went berserk. So, yeah, so we want to pass that along. So they'll all be out to support this wonderful project that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to ask you, you come from such a legendary music family, and
yeah.
you guys have been, and you started out in the church. And I know you've been asked, but what were some of the biggest influences, on your career? Can you share, just a couple? I know you've told this many times.
Well, coming from a family of singers, my first influences, of course, would be them. And coming out of a household of music all the time, my mom was a huge fan of Dinah Washington, and she went to school with Sarah Vaughan, so Aunt Sass was always in our home, and as we were in hers. And my dad loved Nat King Cole and Roy Orbison, and so it just was a natural thing for me to have music as part of my life. The old saying, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree. So you look at all those types of influences around you, you kind of, I'm a Duke's mixture of everybody that musically I was influenced by.
Wow. Now, I have to say, and we're going to definitely get more into your current project, which feels so good. I also have to ask you, because I understand that you have an interior design company. Now, is this so?
Yes, it's quite true. I've been in interior design for the past, so it's got to be at least 20, 25 years now. And it's been a deep, dark secret. Nobody even knew we did it, but those that we did work for in the past 20-some-odd years. My partner and I, Bruce Garrick, have done several homes and offices, and we even did a train. Our last project was in Chicago. We did the interior for the Black Ensemble Theater. So, it's something I felt we need now to let people know this is something else that Dionne Warwick does, and we do it very, very well, and they can find us on our website to take a look at the work that we have done. And then give us a call and let us do some magic for your homes or whatever it is that you want to beautify. And I'm going to give you the website, okay? And that is www.wg, G as in George, designlab.com.
Wonderful. Now, this is something, where do you get the inspiration for some of those designs?
It's all in what the client desires. I make it very, very clear when we interview the client, we do a client analysis. To find out what colors they like, what they don't like, the fabrics they may be allergic to, the fabrics that they love, the colors, all those things that are necessary for them to be comfortable where we're going to do the work. And I let them know immediately that what they want is what they will be getting, because they're the ones who have to live in that environment. And I think that's the only way that you successfully create what people desire.
Absolutely. Now, I guess this is because it's also in that creative family. So this is terrific. What is, and that's something, as you said, that was a little secret till now. What else can you tell us or share with us that someone might be surprised about Dionne Warwick?
Oh,
and that's a loaded question.
I have basically lived an open book. Everything that people think they know about me, unless they ask me, they consider to be true. But there are moments where I said, where did that come from? I'm not as surprised as most people are. But, I have been a person that has been approachable. People have been able to say hello to me, and I say hello back to them. So I don't think there's anything about me that most people don't know.
Well, you know something? I have a question for you that is a little different because I don't, you know, I just want to get your feedback on this. It's something that I've enjoyed, which was the Solid Gold Years, the television show that you hosted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do you think that the Solid Gold today, like the show that you guys did, do you think that it would be a hit today?
Absolutely.
I always wanted to ask you that.
I think it would be. As a matter of fact, I've on a couple of occasions approached Tribune to consider revamping the show. Actually, the show is one that was the precursor to American Idol, to mm-hmm. The Voice, to all of the shows that are now promoting new talent. And that's all the Solid Gold ever did, was to promote talent that was just coming out with new recordings and giving exposure to them internationally as well as throughout the United States. So, you know, nothing is new, in other words. You know, it's just a matter of bringing it into the century that we happen to be in, and that's the 21st century. And I think that Solid Gold would do exceptionally well today.
Absolutely. Now, what is next for you, Ms. Warwick? What's next?
Well, I am, of course, I'm out here promoting the CD. They all think I'm 3 years old again.
We're talking about Feel So Good.
But after, you know, we get to the point where I can say, okay, can I take a minute to me? That's exactly mm-hmm. what I'm going to do. I'm going to take some time for me.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I can't let you go from the Hair Radio Show without talking about this wonderful sense of style that you're known for being elegant and beautiful. Where did that come from? Was that something through the labels, or where did that start in something that you're bringing to this? Where did it come from?
You know, first of all, my mother was mm-hmm. one of the most stylish people I've ever seen. And then, of course, I had beautiful aunts who were also very, very much into style and being presentable as ladies. I was fortunate enough to have two major, major mentors, icons in our industry. One was Lena Horne. And the other was Marlena Dietrich. Marlena Dietrich actually introduced me to a thing called couture, much
wow.
to the chagrin of my accountants. And, of course, Lena was mm-hmm. one that always I looked at as a style icon. So, and I was fortunate enough to be able to call both of them without my mommy being upset about it. In fact, she gave me permission that I could call both of them mama, and they treated
wow.
me like I was their daughter. So I guess, you know, with the conglomeration of all these wonderful ladies, I had no choice but to look like I looked.
Wonderful. Well, listen, the last big question I have for you, the music industry today. And again, a little question. I know that it has obviously it's changed over the years, especially since you started your magnificent career. But
oh, yeah.
What can you tell us today that, you know what, you say, you know what, this is not, you know, this is something that's good, or it's developed into something that you didn't expect about the music industry or the direction it's taken?
Well, it has taken 360, not a 180, a 360. It's another industry altogether today. It's just more a marketing industry than it was in the 60s when I started. You know, the things that were available to us who are part of my era just are not available any longer. You know, if you don't have 95 dancing girls and boys and flags flying and smoke bombs going off and
right.
presenting yourself in a what I call a ladylike position, it's you know, you're just what the babies call old school, you know, and I always answer that with, well, there had to be an old school before there was a new one. So, but it is a marketing industry today. Everybody is marketed to the hilt. So, you know, it's just another industry altogether. There's basically no more record stores where you can walk in and actually touch and see and buy directly. You know, you go to your computer now. And
right.
all the technologies of the youth are being portrayed today. So, and I'm certain it was the same way with me, you know, with the industry when I was coming along. You know, we had certain things that we did, certain people that supported us, and that's what's going on today. So the babies are running the industry.
Feel So Good is the new CD.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. And that's what it will make everybody do.
Well, we are just thrilled, and we want to talk a whole lot about it. We want our folks out there to make certain and get the CD. Now, they can, of course, it's on iTunes and all the places that you buy music.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank you so very much. Now, should we just, is there one particular song on there that, you know, that you feel like, you know what, this is it? Like, that's the top song. Any that you feel most connected to?
I got to say that they're all A+. Every single artist on the CD brought their A game, and so any one of them would be my pleasure for you to play.
On that note, I want to thank you for being with us on the Hair Radio Show. Just a fantastic CD. Again, it's Feel So Good by Ms. Dionne Warwick and others. So thank you so much for being with us today.
I thank you.
Like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with stimulating roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Thursday morning. It's May 27th, 2021. Thursday morning, show number 569. Our broadcast show number 569. So I'm bringing to the line a wonderful lady who really helps us to hold the show down each morning. She's one we call fan contributor. She's very, very big out there in the hair world down in the Atlanta, Georgia area. It's my honor to welcome back to the show, Miss Terry. Good morning, and I'm dashing around the studio here. Good morning, Miss Terry. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning. Listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Yes, good morning to everybody from everywhere, all the corners of the Hair Radio Morning Show that we reach. We are so excited to have you with us as we celebrate. Today is our holiday show, I call it. We know that Memorial Day is Monday, but we will be running some wonderful encore broadcasts on Friday, which is tomorrow, and on Monday. So we won't be live again until Tuesday after today. So just wanted to say, you know, since it's really kind of like our Friday show today, so that's
right.
All mixed up on Thursday. I'm like, oh, Friday, no, it's Thursday, May 27th, 2021, yes. So I want to say our show number 569, we're marching towards show number 600 that we really should hit the end of August. The early part of September. We are celebrating show number 600 in the month of September, and we're going to have a blast. It is really, really good, and I've always got to further qualify this to folks because they think, well, Carrie, you've been in radio and stuff for 25 years. You've been all da 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 da. But what they don't understand is that that's not 600 shows from my entire career. That's 600 shows of this version, this new version of the broadcast, which premiered in January of 2015. So we've been on the air for 6 years straight since 2015.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so I'm very, very excited. Yeah, it was, in fact, I remember, I think it was, we premiered the show, I think it was on a Monday morning, and like January 5th or something like that, and it was freezing, and dark outside, and it was one of those years that it was a real brutal winter, and I remember, and nobody knew who we were. It had been years since I had been on the radio on a regular basis with the broadcast, and we had a different platform before. So it was really, and I had to get used to Blog Talk Radio because, again, it's a beginner's platform. So it was really challenging for me to get used to how they do it. They're very different than other, you know, I came out of radio.
Right.
I came out of terrestrial AM/FM radio, so this was very different.
Wow.
for me, so I had to teach myself. And folks also took time to show me. I had some really great people who took time to help me along at the beginning. And we got off to a great start. And I remember one guy said, he's like, Carrie, you're going to be fabulous. This is the right place for you. And he was right. He was right. He had the wherewithal to see that. His name's TJ. He does a little show here and there as well. So listen, today we're celebrating Memorial Day. And I don't know if that's because celebration sometimes is like happy. I think most of the time it's happy, happy. So Memorial Day, where, you know, we're remembering folks who have served. I believe that's what Memorial Day is, who have perished, I think. So it's the unofficial start of the summer, I guess. Any big plans for you, Miss Terry?
No, not at this moment. Unless unless something really, really great comes up. No, probably just barbecuing around the house, kind of hanging out, just watching the day go by. But, yeah, no super-duper plans.
No super plans yet, but
not yet. We hadn't quite started really traveling yet, doing much, so we're still kind of on the – this is going to be a COVID Memorial Day.
Well, but that's what I was about to say. I think, Georgia, you don't really have COVID days anymore. They've long kind of put those things to bed in your state.
You know,
I
what's
think.
Really
and,
crazy
and the rest
is some people never did. Yeah, some people never acknowledged it. Some people just kept going like it didn't exist. So, you know, you have those people everywhere, but.
Well, yes, but your leadership down there, pretty much, I'll never forget. They really, I mean, I'll never forget the governor and the folks down there in Georgia. I was just blown away. But we're going to talk about that. That's actually a very good point. We're going to talk about looking at the pandemic. It should be next month. We're doing a comprehensive look. If we don't air it in June, it'll happen at the beginning of July, which is a comprehensive look at the entire pandemic from beginning, because we're putting the book into it. And so we need to be able to reflect through our own programming here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've done many, many shows with lots of talk about the pandemic, and we're going to kind of bring all that together in a special broadcast with all new commentary and special guests. So you want to look forward to that. So lots of good stuff. Speaking of June, we got so much going on next month. And I just put out on Facebook for you guys who follow me at Carrie Hines and also the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just put out our broadcast calendar for June. So with dates and things that you can kind of look forward to in terms of broadcast programming. So I'm real excited about it. I hope you are too. And if you have any suggestions or ideas, we are completely open. You can reach us on Twitter. Our handle is at Hair Radio, H-A-I Radio. Again, on Twitter, reach out to us, Facebook, Instagram. I use my own personal Instagram, which is Hines Carey. So it's not a big deal. We put a little bit of things here and there, and I think that you guys might like it. So all that's out there, Miss Terry, are you a big social media person?
You know, it was funny while I was listening to you talk. I call myself activating a Twitter like years ago, but I really didn't get into Twitter. So that's something I kind of need to explore. I need to do some more exploring Twitter. Now, I do Facebook. I guess I'm bigger on that. And Instagram, I'm on both of those every day, but I need to do better. I got to get, you know, my Twitter handle up and running and all that good stuff. And so, like, I know a lot of people who do the Snapchat thing. So sometimes I'll go over to Snapchat maybe once a week or something, maybe twice a week. But I don't hang out over at Snapchat like that. But I need to do better. And there's a lot of things that have come out that I need to kind of look at. A friend of mine sent me, there's one, I can't think of the name of it. You have to join it. And somebody has to invite you.
Well, I think all of them, yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, a lot of the groups are like that.
You have to get an invitation from a friend that's already a part of it.
Right. Well, I like all of that.
I need to do better.
Well, all of us can. But it's challenging out here, which is what we really want to talk about in terms of being a hair industry professional. Social media is a challenge, whether or not you're in hair, it doesn't matter. Trying to keep up with all that, the responsibilities, then they have all of these things that they kind of force you to acknowledge, and, you know, you don't really know where your information is going. You know, it's so much. And then not to mention the contributions, the posts, and you've got to post, and this and that, and responses and comments, and not to mention your privacy settings and so forth.
Right, and on and on.
So it's a lot to contend with, and you're trying to run your business. So how do you run your business and pay attention to social media? Well, we're going to get into all of that right here on the broadcast. I'm going to give you a hint. How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. That's my book. And we talk about social media is a big part of how to get rich in the hair business. So if you already have it, you can look in there. And it's a, you know, it's a guide in there that will help you with regards to social media and what we put out in that book, even though we're celebrating 10 years of the book's release very soon, the information is timeless. So, yeah,
well, you're talking to Carrie Hines, Ms. Carrie. Well, I didn't know it was going to be turning 10.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Not long from now. Sure, we're on our way to turning 10 years. So it's time for my next installment, you know, but this book sells so well and it's so popular. You know, so I've done very well. I'm very pleased, yes, and I'm writing books for other folks, as you guys know. And you'll get a chance to meet some of those folks very, very soon, probably in the next month, within the next 4 weeks, you'll get a chance to meet some of the other folks that I'm working with. Many folks think I just get on the radio show and that's all I do. But I actually, once we wrap up at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time, I take on a whole nother, I have a whole block of my day that I call the administrative portion of my day. And so that's following. The early morning is my preparation. Then we have our broadcast for 3 hours. And then I have my administrative portion, which lasts about 2.5 to 3 hours. That's where I follow up on emails, this and this. I compartmentalize everything I do because, Carrie, they always ask me, Carrie, how do you do all that you do? Literally. I get it every day. And I compartmentalize. I know what I've got to accomplish. I've got it written in many places. I have it allocated what days to work on what. I know what I, anytime I can put out a calendar for the next month of what you're going to hear, that tells you I know how to compartmentalize. And I know what to anticipate. I'm good with anticipation, kind of like that old ketchup commercial, you know, and no relation to the Heinz family. I don't get any kind of kickbacks to talk about the Heinz ketchup.
Oh, okay. You know what? Heinz family as in Heinz ketchup?
Well, the Heinz folks. Yeah, the food people. Now, you know Heinz ketchup.
You know what? I didn't put that together. I guess because I know how your name is spelled, so.
Right, exactly.
Never put those two things together.
Listen, that didn't stop the kids in school from teasing you. They don't care about how it's spelled.
And they don't care what your name is.
They really don't. I got Heinz ketchup my entire life, as well as Duncan Heinz cake mix. We were always getting teased. And, you know, so to this day, I still feel a special kinship with all of those food companies. Well, listen, I better get to the hair talk today. On the Hair Radio Morning Show, if you guys are just tuning in, it's our wonderful end of the week broadcast. And it's really going to be about celebrating, because Memorial Day is coming up on Monday. You know that we are off like you guys. So we'll be back after we wrap the show today at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. We'll be back on Tuesday with live shows. So what we're going to do is release over the weekend. Follow us on social media when you have a moment. We'll put it out through Facebook and Twitter and all that. Some of our favorite broadcasts. You know how I have the Carrie's favorite broadcast, where I have selected several of my favorite shows, and we'll run those throughout the weekend right here for you guys. And I think through our social media, so you'll see that. And then we'll be back live on Tuesday. And I picked a few of the recent broadcasts, which are stellar. So I think you're going to really, really like it, with some amazing guests and folks who've been on our show. And speaking of which, now coming up, let me just say this. If you guys just tuned in, you might have missed the kickoff interview today, which we ran early this morning, which was Linda C., who comes to us from the northern part of New Jersey, West Orange, New Jersey, speaking of Jersey. She is our special kind of co-host for The Hairpreneur. So she was on with part one. So we're going to try to get her two on shortly. And then we've got Miss Carrie and me, and we're going to be talking about all the things that are coming up. We've got new shows premiering right here on our broadcast. We are celebrating, like I said, the movement towards 600.
This is a reminder, our live call-in lines are open now. Simply press 1 if you've already dialed in. And remember, we keep the call-in lines open and available throughout the broadcast. Call 516-453-9458. And remember to press 1 if you have a comment or would like to say a shout-out. The Hair Radio Morning Show is your voice in the mornings. Stay with us.
The amazing Linda C. You guys know her. As we go forward with our next installment of Hairpreneur, it is my honor to again welcome back to the show Linda C. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Carrie. Good morning. Good morning out there, Hairpreneurs.
Exactly. I'm so excited. First of all, I want to kind of go back. Let's fill everybody in. Since we last spoke, when we really launched the whole Hairpreneur series, and we'll fill everybody in, we'll get everybody caught up, we'll talk about what we're doing today. But first, just to remind everybody, Linda C., you are a hair business proprietor, I should say. First of all, tell everybody a little bit, remind everybody a little bit about your business.
So pretty much my business, hair extensions. So what I do is I'm building a website alongside with, of course, with Carrie's guidance and with the whole hairpreneurship. I'm building a website to sell luxury hair extensions to everyone, and whether women or men or however you whatever you come in, I'm here. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm starting from the ground up. As Carrie stated in the beginning of the show, and I'm working my way, so I'm kind of walking through how to start a business, especially a hair business, because it's so saturated, and of course there's room for everyone, and how to have a successful hair business and how to promote yourself online and through social media, and eventually have something of your own, kind of like a, you want to call it a brick and mortar store.
That's right.
You could provide, a different set of how you welcome your customers to buying hair extensions. So I want to make a difference, and this is why I'm here with us.
Well, let me just jump in and say, Linda C., we are very excited to have you on the show. And I think this...
too.
Yes, I think this is going to be awesome. And just to kind of,
tell everybody, because as you mentioned, you've launched this amazing business that sells and focuses on hair extensions. But the information that we are imparting is for anybody who is an entrepreneur. And I'm real excited. In the first episode of Hairpreneur that recently aired right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we talked about getting started, finding the motivation to start you on that road to success. And so if for you guys who missed that episode, it is available right now over at Spotify.com. And Spotify is Spotify.com. Most of you guys are familiar with it because Spotify is where you go to stream your music, to listen to your latest songs. So Spotify.com also houses the Terry Hines, Best of Terry Hines, which is my collection of podcasts, updates and stories and things like that. So you can easily search Terry Hines over at Spotify, and you'll see one of the wonderful titles there will be our Hairpreneur. And we are just so honored to be able to do this and bring you this information. So, yes, if you've missed that episode, you can go back and check it out there. So, Linda C., and again, we're talking with the amazing Linda C., the entrepreneur of the day, who is, yes, well, it's great to have you. So, Linda, I just wanted to let everybody know, today we are looking at not just networking, but first, building the right team, having the right people around you. We touched on it a tad last week when you talked about your last episode when you talked about your amazing support, your amazing support team. And, you know, which I just want to remind everybody about, you've got a wonderful family, you've got some supportive friends. What are some of the things that they have done to let you know you've got a good team?
Well, they've always given me ideas, and also, you know, what I've done is I actually, so when we first got our vendor and everything, so the way I wanted the website to look, and so my cousin and I and my girlfriend sat down, and we kind of had like a blackboard kind of thing, how you would call it, and then took the pictures and pinned how I want certain things to look. And also, I had my husband out there telling everybody while we first started selling before it even before we even quote unquote started this business, where I would make sure he had some hair in his trunk when he goes to work on his lunch break. He would say, my wife is selling hair extensions, and you know, he would give out his number, get a text, be outside. So that was was what we did. And my cousin also, she dyes hair for me, and you know, and she tells me, you know what, it's not about giving, you know, family discounts or whatever. I said, but I'm here to support you, and she would make the hairs into wigs, and that's what she currently wears right now. And she gives me whether it's good feedback. I always take it as good criticism. And she says, well, maybe we could look into doing, you know, this type of hair. And so she would tell me, listen, they love the hair. And the girl that does, you know, that sews my wig, she absolutely loves it. So that's how I would, quote unquote, and they would help me network. So with that, you know, I never see it as a lose opportunity, because she would tell me, hey, Lynn, this is what we, you know, we may need to do differently. And so the feedback that I'm getting, so I would take that, and I would take that as positive support, you know. And my girlfriend always puts it out there like, okay, if this didn't work, what else, you know, let's put things on the table. Let me introduce you to this person, and then you can get ideas from them. So that's how I believe that I have a positive support. And always at times, you know, we want to be realistic. Sometimes you don't want to hear certain things, but because you know they care for you and they want you to have a successful business. So I always take that as positive feedback. And at times we may need to just pick up ourselves off the ground, because it is exhausting. And of course, it can be disappointing at times, but when you have a good team and are supporting you, of course, it's easier said than done, but it pushes you a little bit more to get up and motivate yourself, you know. And so that's pretty much it, Carrie.
Well, I love what you had to say, about that, and you're right, having that team around you, and that's really what this is all about. And what I suggest, and you'll find this in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, of course, out there on Amazon. I got to put a plug in for the book, because this is really the first step guide that will help you with accomplishing this, and that is that start where you are. Your friends and family, as you've known, this is a great hidden resource. Now, I do want to say this. We'll talk a little bit about it in the next episode, where sometimes that may not be the best resource, but generally it's the first place, because these are the people that we know well and who know us well. So what they kind of say, you know, you really, even though you may think you're not taking it to heart, I think having their approval still has significance to us as entrepreneurs. So we're going to tell you how to sift through all of that. And for those who you kind of may question their their motivation, we're going to tell you how to look at that and how to deal with those kind of situations as well. So that's why I love this Hairpreneur series, you know, from the ground up, getting everybody started, getting everybody the right resources, having, you know, believing in yourself and understanding where all this is coming from. So I've got to say, and I do want to also just make mention that this series is in part brought to you by the amazing folks at SixYourFeet.com. We wouldn't be here without the amazing Dr. Ragland doing her part to support the Hair Radio Morning Show and your particular series, because she focuses on such entrepreneurship. So this is a big part of that. So thank you so much, Dr. Ragland, and fixyourfeet.com. You'll hear their commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I want to say, along that line of finding the friends, the family, the folks that support you, what are some of the first steps that you do if you, you know, if you're looking to expand? You know, and I'll tell you, let me just tell you, I think this is a great time to share this. Even for me, Carrie Hines, now I have one of my amazing siblings who, he's not able to get all around and, you know, mobile wise, he's not entirely, immobile, but he's, or unambulatory. He's just one who's more homebound. And so I talk to him often. He lives in a different state, so I don't get to see him face-to-face as often. But I talk to him often on the phone, and he talks to everybody in the entire family. I'm not able to communicate with everybody in the family because I'm so busy, you know, entertaining and informing you guys with their radio stuff. But the good news is he is able to keep those ties, you know, informing the family of my latest efforts. They see them on Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, but he's able to be that bridge to the family that I don't get a chance to talk to, my cousins and, you know, nieces and nephews and great-grandnephews and this and all of that. So even today, I spoke to him this morning. I rang his line up early in the phone, and I said, "Brother, have you been able to reach out to the family to let them know about our upcoming event in August of 2021, which is, of course, you guys out there know we're having the big show in Atlantic City at the Showboat Hotel, which you guys can go to hairnationexpo.biz and get details on that. But the whole thing is, I said, have you called everybody in the family to make sure that they are aware of the details? Because we want them in the place." So that's the kind of thing that, and he loves to do this. He's a big supporter. So he's doing his part to make sure that my events are successful, or, you know, every single thing that we do is successful, I should say. And I'm real, real pleased about that. But that's the kind of thing where they can support you, where everybody in the family can support you. It's not always that they need to give money. That is the biggest way to show your support, believe me, and it comes in handy. I always say this. I call it a pot of five, a POD, okay, not a pot of five, a pod of five. And by having five people, choosing five people who will be your nucleus of the network support. And these are folks who can contribute, of course, with with discussions and all of that kind of thing, where they, you guys decide on, and you, being the entrepreneur person, Linda C., you're already aware of and how much it takes. You do budgeting, you set up your whole system, so you're aware of what it takes to operate yourself successfully monthly. With that being said, you use this pot of five. Select these folks, like you mentioned earlier in this wonderful, wonderful particular episode about your cousins and your, you know, your wonderful husbands and husband, and all the wonderful people at work who purchased the hair extensions and all this kind of thing. So these are the folks. Choose your five, your pot of five, and this pot of five, they are already aware through whether it's advisory meetings that you can have once a quarter or once a month, however often you know, wherever you are in the process. Quite often they're in a position where they can contribute financially to your efforts, to your entrepreneurship, for sometimes it's equity in what you're doing, sometimes it's not. And quite often as well, I think this is a great, simple way to start and build out. Now, just because you begin with a pot of five, that's where you're starting. But you grow that. You keep adding to your pod.
Yeah.
And that pod are the folks who are your, I mean, they will go out there to their social media contacts, and they will talk you up until the ends of the earth. And quite often, that's something that will help you. What do you think when you hear something like that, Linda C?
That's awesome, because I have a couple of potifies, as you would say, and vice versa, and that's how we support each other. I have friends that have businesses, and I talk to them about their businesses to whoever I'm having conversations with, and they do the same for me. And, you know, I'll get a text like, hey, I gave this person your phone number, and she's looking for, you know, hair extensions, you know, she's going to, you know, give you a text, you know. So if you see the number come through, don't be worried that it's like scam. It's somebody else that I've given your information to. And I do the same thing vice versa. Like, I'm always looking to help my friends grow when they have their business, because, you know, I want to be their biggest supporter, because when they win, I win. It comes full circle, you know. You kind of have it's a village, basically. And you know how I said it takes a village to raise a child? It takes a village to do a business. So, you know, whether it's not always positive, but you give and take, and you learn from that. So that's how I see it. And I am a potify, and I have potifies that, you know, that helps me.
Oh, yes.
And I return that favor too, because it's the right thing to do.
Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit, and then we're going to move on into our networking.
Okay.
I would love to talk about, so listen, and let me just put a little bookend on that. Your homework, and we're talking to the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're listening to Linda C. and myself, and we're talking to you, the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Your homework is to start with your building of your pod of five. So that's creating five people who support your business. You don't have to reach out to those folks just yet, but I want to make sure that you have listed five folks that you believe you can include as your pot of five to get you started. And we'll talk about that on the next episode and who you guys have selected right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show's edition of Hairpreneur. From the ground up with Linda C. and Carrie Hines. So I'm so happy to have you with us. Linda C., let me just bring again everybody up to, right? This is just fun, I tell you. For you guys who are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And as you know, we are so excited. Linda C. is, and I was going to say an entrepreneur, but you are a hairpreneur. out of New Jersey, northern New Jersey, right?
Yes.
And I'm so northern New Jersey, so excited to have you on the show to talk about this. This is where you are building your business and looking at your business like the folks out there. You're one of these folks who began entrepreneurial efforts literally from the ground up. We're taking you from anonymity to notoriety with your professional efforts. And we're real excited right through our live broadcast on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this is really great. Happy to hear. And also just a reminder to the listeners, for you guys listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show right now, again, you can follow the series. In addition to being broadcast right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, as you're hearing at this moment, it's also a separate podcast series available through Spotify and actually about 9 other podcast platforms, just so that you know. We're across literally 10 different platforms in addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, which airs about every Thursday or so right here on the network. So we're real happy about that. Linda C., you're getting out there.
I know. I am. I'm trying.
Yes. You're doing a great job. So we said we were going to bring everybody up to speed on networking and the whole idea. Linda C., I'm going to put you on the hot seat. What is your idea when someone mentions the word networking to you? What does that generally mean?
Well, to me, it's getting out there, trying to find the right resources. So basically how I look at network is when I first started my business, I did my research and I did my planning for my business. And then I wrote a little small business plan and how I wanted my business to look like and which I would say lines I would be using where if I have to, quote unquote, get a loan from a bank or if I had to reach out to a tech person. So that's all part of my networking. And then also networking is, you know, I had to determine my business structure too. So with that being said, I asked around. Like I said, I'm in a financial industry, so I get to meet all different types of people, and I talk about my business, what I want to do, and people give you, information. Okay, I have this person that I'm working with that helped me with my business. He may not be in the same line at your hair extension, but he can guide you to giving you this information and that information. So, I try to network whenever I can and using outside resources too and asking around and even going online and trying to do your research. And so that's for me, that's all about networking. Like even through my church, I find out who published their bulletin and if I could get my stuff in there and the bulletins and the back when they, I forget what it's called, the sponsors when they sponsor the church. It's like you get sponsors for you do commercials for your business, for other business owners, the same thing. So that's all about networking. That's networking.
I just love it. And I'll tell you, one of the main resources that you want to do, which Linda C. It definitely has mentioned earlier, and that is to connect with Hair Radio and being a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show, the biggest networking on the planet for anybody in the hair business.
Absolutely.
So I think that is just awesome, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But I also, from everything that you mentioned and creating and setting up your entity, you coming out of the hair, you actually work in the business industry to begin with, which kind of is good because it lends a light to, as you mentioned, folks who they are already kind of in the financial sector and they're in the mindset of business and all of those types of goal setting things. So it's really great. It's a great resource to be there and to be doing what you're doing. You mentioned about the church. I love that. That is literally the cornerstone of the community that we're a part of. And I love that because, right, these are the folks that are they're the ones I'm sitting in, you know, in the pews looking at and seeing all these extensions hair.
Oh yeah, I do it all the time. Like I just did it yesterday. I had to, you know, we go to church sometimes on Saturdays or Sundays, so I had to do something at my church. And so as I'm sitting there, and I noticed the girls, my church is very my church is all types of people. I predominantly African, Italians, and I live in a very Irish neighborhood, so everybody kind of like connects with each other. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the girls, and I said, after church, and I'm sitting there, I should be listening to the sermon, and I'm sitting there, I should offer her, I'm going to give her my business card.
Yes.
And I always notice they always have extensions. They all come in a group. And so that's, to me, it's like, you know, you can network anywhere you go. There's opportunities everywhere. You know, even at the supermarket, when I go to ShopRite, there's a young lady that I always talk to. And she says, you know what? She says, I told her about my hair business and stuff like that. And then she says, oh, can you bring me a couple of samples? And I bought it to her. Of course, I waited for her to get off from work, and I met her in the parking lot. And she says, I love this. And she says, can you just sell me this and that? And then I went to see her the other day. Well, I happened to get the supermarket, and she was at the register. And I said, is that the hair I sold you? And she twirled.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yes, I felt so good. And she says, I love it. I love the hair. So to me, that makes me feel so good that I'm making a difference, actually, in someone's life. So, I mean, that was me networking, because if I was scared, because I believe it or not, I am a shy person. So I was scared to approach her, and I didn't want to offend her. So there's ways that you can just kind of have a conversation like, oh, you know, your hair looks nice. Where do you get your hair from? You know, and kind of like, you know, so you, of course, you have to be genuine about it, because people can smell a fake, you know. And so, and exactly. Being in that industry, like in financial and sales, people know that when you're trying to sell them the fluff, you know. And so you yeah. have to be genuine and you know, and on their side to say that, you know, hey, you know, I just wanted to let you know, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that's what it's all about, Carrie.
I totally agree. What I also believe is to, and this is something I am hearing that you're doing, which is have a business card ready.
Yes.
Have a business card ready that, you know, because some of us can be a little bit, you know, have a little bit of shyness, your business card can say everything that you want it to say. Mm-hmm. And even on the other side of the business card, you could give a special coupon code if you've got something online or whatever it is, you know, as a tie-in, whatever it is that you want to do. Make sure that you have little tiny business cards. Now, we're not talking about, you know, it's great if you got the larger 4x6 poster size cards and this and that and all that kind of stuff. But you can start with, you can economically start with just printing up regular full color business cards, which we happen to produce right here at Hair Radio as well for you guys if you need. So reach out to us on that. And I love it. You're in the Northeast, so when you mention ShopRite, for you guys out in Africa and everywhere else, ShopRite is a supermarket in the northeastern part.
Yes.
Of the U.S. So I forgot, because we got to make sure. Yes, Linda,
you're
in New Jersey. You're talking to people all over America and around the world, literally. Australia, Italy, Ghana, Nigeria.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking to the whole world, literally, right now. So I just want to, I got to remind Linda C. Folks, if you're just joining us, you are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm so excited to always welcome Miss Linda C. to the Hair Radio Morning Show, because if you guys know, when she's on the show, it's another exciting episode of Hairpreneur. And today is no exception. This particular episode focuses on the amazing networking, you know, everything that you needed to know about networking from the ground up, as we call it, but also surrounding yourself with the right folks, the right, whether it's family, friends, customers, and a lot of that is when it goes right. And when people, you know, as soon as you mention that you're starting a business, they are right there to bring you the, you know, all the wonderful things that, you know, they're ready to buy whatever it is that you are, whatever it is that you're selling, so to speak.
Yeah.
They're ready to buy it. So that is just, that's just awesome. And my thing is, let's talk a little bit as well for those, you know, being able to point out, you know, we'll just kind of, we'll say it this way. How do you cultivate these folks? How do you get them on board? And this is a part of your networking efforts, but how do you bring people into the fold? We need to,
well,
you know, yes, go ahead, Linda, see what do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, it's like you mentioned, it's just talking to people, not like having that business card handy. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, crazy, just a basic wallet business card. And you know, sometimes it's good to step out your shell. Like, what's the worst they're going to say? No. Or I'll think about it, you know. So coming from a sales background, you kind of have to let that roll off your shoulder and kind of like, you know, having that aspect that for every 10 no's, you're going to get a yes. And so,
right.
You know, and then going out and doing your thing and, you know, because you're your biggest supporter. And believe it or not, I find that at times the people that you wouldn't expect to be excited for you are the ones that are like, they're like busting out the seams, you know, excited for you. And that should motivate you to kind of give you like that light at the end of that short tunnel, you know. And I say the short tunnel because when you're thinking about the long haul, it's really short because it goes pretty quickly, you know. And so, and that's why, Terry, I appreciate you working with me and getting this thing off the ground, because it's not an easy thing. It can be very frustrating, but you know, we have you here to kind of like be our cheerleader and be our mentor to guide us on how to do things the right way the first time, you know.
Well, it's my honor, and you being a part of this whole process with Hairpreneur and our regular radio broadcast to make sure that folks have the roadmap to success. And that's what this is all about. And again, Linda C. has an amazing hair extensions business, but you don't need to have a hair extension business. The wonderful thing about what we do with Hairpreneur and all of our efforts here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and even my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, even though it says in the hair business, and that is a part of the title, it's available out there on Amazon and all over. You can Google everything and it'll pop up. But the important takeaway from that is that the book will apply to any entrepreneurial efforts that are out there. So, you know, if you're a hairpreneur, absolutely. But if you're starting a plumbing business, you know, your brother-in-law is, working on cars, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and listening to this broadcast of Hairpreneur, these are the things that will fortify your business and put you on the roadmap, the road to success, literally on the road to success. So I'm real happy about that. Let us see. So happy to have you with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I am very happy to be here, Carrie.
Yes. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about networking and using social media in those efforts. Let's talk a little bit about that on this episode of Hairpreneur. Linda C., what can you tell us about your online efforts to promote amazing hair extensions business?
Well, Carrie, my online efforts is still getting off the ground.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing is I've been putting things together.
From the ground up.
From the ground up, yep. I have been putting, I haven't published my Instagram or Facebook yet because the person I'm working with that is networking with me is giving me some pointers in how things should look. So I wanted, of course, we wanted to look professional and we wanted to look inviting and so we wanted to look fun. So I've been gathering some information, gathering some photos, talking to some people, gathering, like calling my customers and asking them for their feedback. And of course, they send me photos of how their hair looks after they get it done. So I'm putting all those pieces together and we'll be able to post that on my online social media very soon, hopefully sometime this week. So that's exciting. So that's pretty much it so far, Carrie, because I'm pretty new. Like, I know I have Facebook, I have Instagram, but I don't have it on business-wise. You know, so that can be very scary, and of course that's because you don't want to come out, you know, where you just post just one thing, and then you know, because you want to invite people to like your page. And then I've been doing a lot of researching and talking to people who already have their hair business up and are doing very well. I actually reached out to one of the ladies that have her .com up, and then she told me what she had to do. She said that it did take time, and of course you want it to look authentic. You want it to look real because people associate with that, you know. And so that's she's gotten her customers to send her little clips here or there of their hair. You know, some people, they don't want their faces online, so I get it. So she was able to piece little things together here and there. And every day she makes an effort to try to put something online. So because that can be a challenge, because you want to always reinvent yourself, you know. And that's the thing. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm getting pointers. I'm getting my stuff together. I have my folders ready, you know, with everything, and I'm ready to go.
I love it. I love it. Folks, we're talking with Linda C. This morning on Hairpreneur, and really it's about, you know, what steps and what efforts to network online, and what are you doing digitally to push your brand, to help to get the word out. And that's what it's really about, networking, connecting with folks. My suggestion is this, and we talk about this again in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, which is my book by Carrie Hines that helps you with, you know, adding to the bottom line and doing all these wonderful things. It's a great resource. Just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. But let me just go back a little bit, Linda. See, I love what you said. With regards to your website, your digital branding of your website, and that you're working with folks to ensure that it represents what you wanted to say about your hair extension business. And let me just say this for you guys out there. When it comes to websites, back when I started, I'm not going to say how many years ago, decades ago, literally, back then with the internet, having a website was still fresh and new, and companies used to charge an astronomical amount. They were in the thousands. You didn't have a website unless you paid in the thousands to have a website. So only very big companies had some early on, in the early on days. And then as folks in our community started to kind of, you know, lead into this new technology with putting their brand out over the internet, it became a little bit less expensive, but it was still very, you know, you had to pull some resources together to get that going. And we had to look for folks to build those sites. And then went through all of that. I've been through all of that wonderful good stuff. Then jump ahead to current times, where we have platforms that are out there where you can do it yourself. You can build your own website. And this is a stark contrast to when I started and had to spend out at the very least hundreds of dollars a month to get going with a project like this, and probably ended up spending thousands over the years for a website. Now, with that being said, why is it so important to have a website when you've got social media? And let me ask you that, Linda. See, we know you're just getting started, so I'm going to put you on a hot seat. Why do you think it's so important to have a website when you have social media? Or is it important to have a website if you have social media?
Of course it is, because just like when I see something, like, for instance, so I started watching TikTok. I don't know why, but there's like hair things on there that I liked. And so when they put that website, so especially with the hair and stuff, and I love to go out to eat, to restaurants and things like that. So when they do their reviews, like they'll mention something, you know what I'll do? I'll flip the page, go directly to the website and look at the menu or look at where it's located. So,
So think about it. If you're mentioning something that you're promoting your brand or your line, the first thing the person's going to do is go to your website and look at what you're selling and look at what you're promoting. So that's why it's very important to have a website and then something that's not too cluttered, something that is very clean, and they go in and they could see what you're offering and what you're promoting, and then it's easy to navigate through. And so that's why I think it is important, like you said, Karen, to have a website, because that's what the person, at times, what I do is I won't even let the commercial finish or whatever they're promoting. I'll go directly to the website because I want to see it's a visual thing, right? So you want to see what it looks like. You want to see what it is. You want to read the reviews. You want to make sure that what they're saying is real. So that's what it's all about, you know.
Exactly. And my suggestion is the same things that you just mentioned, write those things down, and that's what your website should represent to your customers.
That's something to keep
in mind. Now, the other aspect of having a website and what differentiates a website from free online social media pages, and we're going to talk about social media pages, if not this episode, in the next episode, but it's very, very important. The website is the only place, now I want you guys to hear this, all of our amazing fans who are entrepreneurs and we're calling hairpreneurs this morning, your digital online location is the only place where your message can be what you want it to say. Now, again, this is very important because this is very different. Folks sometimes think that a social media presence works in place of a website. It does not. It does not. In fact, it's the total opposite of a website to me. Yes, you're able to highlight and promote and push yourself on through social media posts, but you do not control those pages. Let me just put that on out there. Your website is the opposite. Your website should tell exactly what you want it to say. If it doesn't, that's your fault. Okay? So make sure that it represents and it states everything you want it to say. And yes, all of this is covered in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and throughout all of our amazing entrepreneurial folks who come right here on our show and share. I've heard them say these things, and they're absolutely right. Linda C., I've got to talk. I think it is great to have you on board talking about the hair extension business.
Yes, it is.
This is just awesome. So what we're going to remind everybody, I want to also get down to some nitty-gritty. What can you tell us about the different types of hair that will be available through all of your efforts? Is there a difference, or is it all just plain old hair?
No.
What can you tell us about the hair extensions?
Well, I will have bundles, of course. I will have straight hair, wavy hair, curly hair, kinky hair. So I want to carry the four different types of hair. And then with the curly hair, it will be like loose wave hair. And then the kinky is like a slight, like you want to call it like a deep wave. Different sites call it different types of hair. But the kinky or the slight, the slight curl, it's kind of like my hair, like a little bit coarse hair. The women who are men who don't, you know, who don't straighten out their hair with perm, that would be great for you. Or you could make it into a wig. So I have different textures and different lengths, and I didn't want to go not yet into the wig part. I do want to later on, put out my wig line, but for now it would just be the bundles of hair, and that's pretty much it. And later on I have, it has to come with the hair gel, or what you would call it, the edge control. I have a great edge control that I'm working with. I'm working with my girlfriend on that. I wear it right now, and it's
absolutely awesome, and that would be going great with the hair. So as time goes on, Carrie, I'll be introducing new things to my business and to the website, but for now, I'm just starting with the basics because that's what we all wear. You know, it's going to be virgin hair, it's going to be Peruvian hair, which is more so our texture hair. So so it's going to be a little bit for everyone. You know, and I'm working on the title of my business, so it's going to be great. So it's just very welcoming to every race, every man, woman, wherever you want. And that's pretty much so far. So that's where we're moving towards.
I'm loving it. And talking about titles, I think we'll have one of these episodes focus on how to choose the right title. Some wonderful tips that can help you, because choosing the right name, whether it's for internet branding later or just to even reaching people through brick-and-mortar purposes, as we kind of talked about earlier, choosing the right name is a big part of what you need to do. So we're going to be breaking down some of these, what we call business basics, right here through the Hairpreneur series. So I just want to say, Linda C., this is just wonderful. Anybody you want to shout out before we close out this morning?
I want to give a shout out to you, of course, because I was inviting me back to the the Hairpreneur.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm very blessed. I feel very blessed to have met you. And also, I want to just shout out to just my family, my friends who supported me. And, you know, they've always had my back, and I appreciate that. And I want to shout out to, I want to say some of my clients, too. So just my little community, if you would call it, I want to give a shout out to. So that's it for me, Carrie. And I
your
am
pod.
Very grateful to be here. My pod. Yes. My podify. So
there you
I'm
go.
Going to be using that word, by the way.
It's awesome. Well, awesome thing. And it reminds me of like peas in a pod, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
But that's
you
it. All going. I think I will. I think we just have. Listen, folks, it has been an awesome episode of Hairpreneur. Yes, and Linda C. is, of course, just amazing and just a great guest co-host throughout the series. And we've just been doing some big things. So it's my pleasure to have her. And always go over to Spotify, SPOTIFY.com. Spotify is where most of us stream our music. And search Carrie Hines, and you'll see our amazing podcast series pop up. And you can listen to the latest episode all about Hairpreneur right here through Spotify and of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Connecting with Linda C's business, stay tuned. We'll tell you all about that in the upcoming episodes. She'll fill us in. How you can purchase her hair extensions and all that wonderful good stuff. We'll talk about all that very soon. Again, Linda C., it's my pleasure to have you on the show. Make it an awesome day. You've just been wonderful.
Here with you.
Yeah.
And we'll,
you got it. We'll see you on the next episode, okay, of Hairpreneur from the ground up.
Yes.
All right.
Hairpreneurs.
Yes. All right. Keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us, everybody.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it. And we can deliver it to you because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. Gotta try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to healandgo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's healandgo.com, H-E-A-L-N-G-O.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders.
And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
This is Dr. Linda Amerson from Texas, the owner of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am giving a shout out to Carrie.
I just want to give a shout out to the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hyde and his new team this morning.
Yay! All right. So in the morning, you're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic care organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. Mix and make natural products. Have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes. So technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call skin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Thursday morning, May 27th of 2021, and I'm really, really excited. Lots of stuff going on this morning here at the studio in New York as we broadcast live from Brooklyn. I'm real excited to bring back to the line the one and only Miss Terry. I'm hoping that this will kind of hang in there with us. Miss Terry, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Wonderful. Well, how's it going down in the Atlanta, Georgia area this morning for you? The end of the week.
Everything's great. Great. The holiday is upon us. It's warm. We're at 90 degrees, but everything's going great.
Hold it, 90 where you are. Remember, I'm in New York.
Right.
Not quite that's 90 right. yet.
Right. You said down in
but
Georgia.
Down south.
Down south, it's 90 degrees. So I'm sure in Florida it's probably, it's probably 95 in Florida. Miami, it might be 100.
Well, listen, I would love to be heading there. We're shouting out all of our amazing fans. We have fans all over Florida. So really big shout out to you guys and the South and the North and the West and the Midwest and around
everywhere.
The world. Let me take a moment because we have to. Yeah, we got to shout out the folks who are, we have big followers in Australia. We've got big followers in Italy. We have big followers in all parts of Africa, particularly Nigeria, Ghana, in Egypt, South Africa.
Wow.
I just want to shout out to all those folks over there who pay attention to what we're doing, and they show us that they pay attention to what they're doing. I see the postings on social media, so I just want to say thank you so much for that, and it really, it means a lot. So thank you again. With regards to the show, we've got so much going on. So today, Thursday, again, it's the 27th of May, 2021. We're rolling up on our show number 600 very soon on this broadcast, and we are really, really excited. Want to make a couple of announcements so quickly. May, this is really the last day of our Black Hair Month celebration. So we tuck it away again till May of 2022. So Black Hair Month has been an extraordinary month where we at the Hair Radio Morning Show have been able to focus on the African-American experience and contribution to the hair community. And so it's been an amazing array of interviews that we featured usually during this time, typically each May. And I think it was a very big success. We want to always keep and shine the light on the folks who are leading the charge in the Black Hair community. So great Black Hair Month this past May. So today's, again, the last day. We roll into June on our next broadcast. It'll be June, I think it's June 1st when we come back live on the air. And on that first day of June, we'll be rolling out Black Music Month. So we have a whole nother month of celebration. And I'm loving this idea. Black Music Month is when we will focus on a lot. We have a lot of music guests, Ms. Terry. Did you realize we have a lot of music guests on the Radio Morning Show? Were you aware of that?
I didn't. I didn't realize that.
Oh, boy.
We'll get
really?
To see some.
Yeah, we have tons of music guests.
Great.
Well, I mean, even on today's broadcast, we kicked off and led off the program with the incomparable Miss Dionne Warwick. She's like won 4 or 5 Grammys.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the cousin to the superstar Whitney Houston and Sissy Houston, as well as so many others, and her own sister Dee Dee Warwick and all of them. So shout out to Dionne over in Jersey. We just love them all the works and all of them. So real good stuff. But, yeah, we love music. So we feature a lot, and particularly from the 90s. You know, that's my sweet period of music, so to speak. So we have on folks like CeCe Peniston, who was on yesterday's broadcast. We ran her piece. Dionne Warwick, Melba Moore, Allison Williams, you know, the list goes on from the Manhattans, Gerald Austin, Lenny Williams from the Tower of Power, and so many folks have been on our show. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. So, and did I mention Tony Terry? So we've got so many amazing music folks who were at the top of the charts. And one of my favorites, which, you know, I come from I was born in Philadelphia, let me just be clear. But we moved to New Jersey when I was about, Philly. So we moved to New Jersey when I was about 15. So I was highly influenced by the Northeast. There was a big thing, and you might have seen some things in Florida as well, but they had a whole bunch of, there was sort of high energy music, and it was really associated with the Latino community.
Right.
Really great music, and I loved it. And Luis Martinez, who's been on my very show, he was on the Hair Radio Morning Show,
he created this group called Exposé. Exposé
right.
was really big in the 90s. It was these beautiful young ladies who really were singing high-energy music, and I just loved them so much. They were part of my world. So when I uncovered that Louis Martinet was the creator of this group, I said, oh, I've got to meet Mr. Louis, and I just love him. He is the kindest of kindest people I've ever met in the industry. And I love that he was so creative. He is. He's still doing his thing. He's still very much doing his music. But he's so creative. He's worked with everybody. He's worked with everybody. I have to get on his interview.
Right.
Maybe we'll get it on. It's such an amazing piece. And I just love the music. And their big hit, I don't know if you remember, I'm going to see if I can get it on in the background. They had one of my favorite hits. So this was, and I know it may be in the black community, we were probably not familiar with it, but I just loved it. This was the song, I don't know if you can hear it. It's called Seasons Change. This was the big hit by Exposé. And I just loved it so much. And I have to say, you know, be quiet for a moment. So I love this. I really did. You know, so Louis Martinet, he when I found out that he wrote the entire first album or two for this new group that he formed, I was blown away. How do you write an entire album? that you put like four or five songs on Billboard's top 10. Do you hear me? Not just some cornball, you know, chart, but four top 10 hits on Billboard? You're really saying something. So I loved it. And I just remember Casey Kasem, you know, on radio talking about Exposé. And so they went on to have a lot of hits, Come Go With Me and all kinds of other stuff. Yeah. So, but now, Miss Terry, had you ever heard of the group Exposé? Tell the truth now. Because it may not have been real popular where you were, you know, but they were, national people.
I've heard the song before, but unfortunately, yeah. Because you trying to tell my age.
Well, I love
what's going.
I hear you. Well, let me tell you, though. It is one of those very catchy songs. And
that
it was
funny.
It's beautiful words to it. When I really sat down and listened and, you know, really paid attention, because most of the time, you know, when we're kids, we just bopping and weaving to the music, you know, finger popping. We don't really know what they're talking about. Can't even figure it out if our life is fitting on.
We don't.
But when I...
We don't. And we probably shouldn't, because some of the stuff I remember singing about now that I'm an adult, and I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what that was about.
They let me listen to that? Yeah, exactly. Well, that was before they would rank the album. See, I'm from the old school days where this was before they used to put the warning labels on the songs. They didn't used to have that. And so the music was just pretty much out there. You know, whatever your little ears heard were what you'd be impressioned by. And so I remember all of that. But I love Louis Martinet.
I wouldn't have been able to name that tune. I wouldn't have been able to name that tune, like who sings that song, but I am familiar with the song, Seasons Change,
Oh, well, that says a lot that you've heard the song. So I've taken my hat off to you. You've got mad respect, you know, in this for this being aware of that. That's incredible. It really is.
Yeah.
So, really good stuff.
But when you think about it,
quite amazing.
What would hair be without music? Because, I mean, in the salon, we listen to music all day, you know, just great music. So that's what we work to. Any type of hair show that you're going to go to, music is everything. So
Actually,
it really
you're
is.
Quite
it's a
right.
really a big part
it's
of everything
you,
we
yeah.
do.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And you're absolutely right, Ms. Terry. I'm working myself on our big hair event called the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop, which is really hitting the Atlantic City Boardwalk on August 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And today I'm literally working on our event entertainment and what's happening at the actual show. So yeah, music is a big part of our live events. It's a big part of our lives. And it's funny that you say that because I have to always pay tribute to Lewis because, and he doesn't know why I just fuss over him so much, but I really do because it, you know, and not just Lewis, but all these folks, and that's why I'm happy to celebrate Black, you know, Music Month, is because they really put together the soundtrack of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have such great memories. I can remember where I was the first time I heard these songs and growing up listening to Dionne Warwick. And as I was telling you off mic, you know, I went to school with one of the Warwick family members in Eastern New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I used to walk past the street that's named after the Warwick family. And I just was so moved by them, never knowing that I'd one day get a chance to work with them, meet them, talk to them, be a part of their lives in any way, you know, have some kind of interaction. And so I'm very grateful. I really am. This, you know, this has been a wonderful ride, being a part of the Hair Radio Morning Show and creating this whole genre. For folks, we were the original podcast. There was no Hair Talk on radio. So being the first to do that, being the first in the Northeast to create a three-day Black Hair show, you know, being able to talk about Black Hair on radio when folks would tell me, you know, talk about everybody's hair, talk about this, talk about it, you know, I've heard so much. And I always believed that you have to follow your dream. And, yes, it might have been a little easier had I decided to generalize the show, if you will. But I stayed to what I believed. I stayed true as much as I could. And so I'm happy that it has resonated with folks and continue to support us at the Hair Radio Morning Show that we're celebrating 569 shows today. That says a lot.
569.
3 hours of show. No, 569, almost 570.
Yes.
So we're close to, yeah, Tuesday show is 570. And so we will be really putting something out there with all that we're doing. It'll be 30 shows away from the 600th broadcast of this all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're working on that show, too, as if my list of things to do is not long enough. Add our 600th special broadcast to that. So really good stuff. And we're just going to have some fun. So listen, we were having a big, big discussion about traction alopecia. And I think we, just to kind of put a little bit of a book in, even though we didn't talk on air about it, we were talking off mic, but I want to continue a little bit of that. Let's give them a little taste of that kind of talk today and why it's so important. I think traction alopecia is very important to talk about. So with that in mind, we'll take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, we're going in a little bit on alopecia this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show on this Thursday, which is technically, well, I'm going to say it's unofficially our Friday's broadcast. It's our end-of-the-week show. We will be putting out an encore presentation tomorrow on Friday, and we'll be back live on Tuesday morning. June will be on live with a whole bunch of amazing stuff. So stay with us. Right after this song, we've got some alopecia talk. I think you'll recognize the song, Miss Terry.
Like yesterday. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now, he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, this is a very, very special presentation. I first would like to welcome to the line my amazing co-star for today's broadcast, the one and only Miss Siobhan. Good morning,
Hi,
Siobhan.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic.
Well, listen, this is a very special presentation. It's really our year-end review for 2020. And so I couldn't think of any other person I would like to co-host this special with other than the one and only Miss Siobhan. So thank you so much for being with us. And let's get started.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you know, 2020, it's not, I look at it like this, it's not called 2020 for nothing. It really isn't. It was the year that brought our focus and attention to so many different things, including racial tension, sexism, and so much more. And Callie, please take a moment to tell us about this amazing song that you have created for the Carapi Beard Oil, you and Calico. So shouting out, of
yes,
course,
Beard Oil.
Yes.
With that song, Beard Oil, it's a great product. First and foremost, let me start there. It's a genius product, and I had to incorporate things that the product actually does for men, and what it does is it really helps the growth of their hair and the process of their hair by getting down to the root of the problem, which is within inside of the follicles of the hair within the beard, and it also gives it a nice glow, and it helps. And so I feel like more people should go ahead and use it. So what I did was I put it, made it really fun, but I also put in little things about it, like it does and what it will do for you, what it will do. That's why I say, oh, put it right here. because I used to have spots and now I don't because, you know, get your Carapi beard oil.
Awesome. Well, on that note, I have to say, Callie, thank you so much for just doing an awesome job on the Hair Radio Morning Show and for all of our Carapi products and everything that you guys are doing. And again, shouting out to Miss CJ, part of your amazing company, Calico, and all that you're doing. Thanks again, okay? Folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.